Currently, state agencies have to prepare affirmative action plans and submit an annual report on their progress. They wouldn't have to if 759 passes. There are exemptions for instances when ending the practice would result in a loss of federal funds. The Tulsa World reports the State Department of Transportation sets a goal of awarding 9% of its contracts each year to minority-owned businesses. Taking race into account like that would be illegal if 759 passes. Racial quotas are already against the law in Oklahoma, but State Senator Rob Johnson, who authored the resolution that led to 759, says that's not enough, and far from helping to end discrimination, affirmative action actually encourages it.
Yeah, well, I think by just the sheer nature of affirmative action, it does discriminate against different people based on whether it's race or gender or ethnicity. And it basically states that there is a difference between people that needs to be looked at. So when they say it actually would encourage discrimination, I don't see how that is actually possible, because the state question itself says that the state cannot discriminate nor give preferential treatment based on these areas. So we're actually trying to eliminate discrimination.
Johnson says he applauds the goals of affirmative action to increase diversity, and there was a time when affirmative action was needed, but that time has passed.
And we are at a point in our society that we have to lead by example as a state. And in order to be a truly colorblind society as a state, we cannot recognize the differences between gender or race.
Even Ryan Kiesel, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Oklahoma, says affirmative action shouldn't remain in place forever.
I think that at some point we will get to a point where affirmative action is not necessary.
But he says now is just not that time.
But the objective data that we're looking at today, in hiring practices and in wages, in educational opportunities, it's just not there. We're not there yet. And I think that it's incredibly naive to think that we've reached a point today.
Kiesel is also worried about the unintended consequences of State Question 759. He says college scholarships that are funded by taxpayers and geared toward attracting minorities would be banned if 759 passes, and private scholarships administered by the state could be in trouble too.
It becomes even more concrete when we talk about state monies that are used for scholarships. But I would say that this state question calls into question scholarship funds that may have come from a private source but are asked to be administered by the state of Oklahoma, because, you know, what this state question would do would tie the state's hands, I believe, from administering a scholarship program like that, even if it originated with private dollars.
Ben Hardcastle with the State Regents for Higher Education says the regents don't offer any race-based grants or scholarships, but isn't sure about specific state schools. However, state officials have said they don't expect to change their hiring practices or bidding processes if 759 passes. It's clear that much of the initiative's impact will be symbolic. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.